They look at marriage as this very special, unearthly thing that is separate from other human relationships and other human contracts. And to the secularists, they're looking for proof that they're with the right person by, you know, they're looking for sort of fairy tale kinds of elements. Does this person make me happy all the time? Does this feel magical? Does this give me the exciting feelings? And I think evangelicals tend to fall into that same problem, except that they use Christian language and, you know, they're hoping to find the same kinds of things, but they see those things as evidence that God is saying, yes, this is your spouse and you should marry this person. And I think people are looking for reassurance when they use that term. They're looking for the idea that, yes, this relationship really will last and really will be a good one because this person is somehow magically selected by the cosmos or by God for them. But in a sense, it's trying to get yourself off the hook of putting in the effort to build that relationship and stay in that relationship. And it's trying to escape being willing to bear the cross of sufferings that may come with a relationship.